Lady Victoria Montgomery had adored Tristan McAllister since... Since when? Though she considered herself a romantic at heart, Victoria couldn't claim that she had fallen in love with him the moment they met, nor could she profess that she loved him when his twin sister Gwen married her brother Sebastian. If asked to pinpoint the exact moment her affection for Tristan began, Victoria would be unable to do so with any precision. All she knew was that, unexpectedly, on what appeared to be an ordinary day, with the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, she saw Tristan with a lucidity she hadn't before experienced, and realized that she felt something much more for him than friendship. It had been a single spark igniting within her heart until she thought it might combust. Still, in spite of her adoration for Tristan, Victoria hadn't asked him to kiss her on this particular evening. Instead, she asked her longtime friend, Oliver Wainwright. And she was beginning to regret it. "You want me to do what?" the 7th Earl of Fairfax demanded, his affronted expression causing Victoria to unbutton her jade silk gloves, tugging each finger with force before slapping them against her palm. "I asked you to kiss me, Ollie." She placed her hand on her hip, then began tapping her slipper against the stone beneath her feet. "For heaven's sake, it is one kiss, nothing more." Oliver narrowed his eyes. "But why in God's name do you want me to kiss you?" With more strength than she intended, Victoria yanked her friend's arm, jerking him towards a darker, more secluded portion of the terrace to hide her mounting impatience.
"Have I not been clear? I want you to kiss me in the hope that it will make Tristan jealous."
Oliver halted mid-step, rounding upon her. "Yes, so I heard. My question pertains to your reasoning, or apparent lack thereof." He tipped her chin, forcing her countenance out of the shadows and into the dim light cast by the flickering wall sconce beside them. His piercing gaze unnerved Victoria, his usually bright green eyes with golden flecks, now the hue of a mossy lake at sunset. "Why do you insist on making such a man jealous?" Oliver asked, arching his blonde brow. "Have you learned nothing from his behaviour of late?" Victoria couldn't help but grimace, for she herself had often wondered the same thing. When she allowed herself to consider the intricate complexities of her scheme and separate emotion from her rational train of thought, she silently agreed with her dear friend. Tristan had indeed been behaving like a scoundrel of late, gaming, womanizing. His list of indiscretions was long indeed.